Maseches Brachos Perek Tes Mishnah Hin from Maseches Peil Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Earlier on in this perek, we learned that when something good occurs to somebody, he recites the bracha of Baruch HaTov VaHameitiv. Blessed is Hashem who is the good one who does good. On the other hand, if something bad occurs to somebody, or something which appears to be a bad situation, he makes the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, blessed is the true judge. Accepting whatever Hashem does is for the good, and realizing that really it is for the best. Now the beginning of our Mishnah will elaborate on that halacha. Chayev Odom Levorich Al Hara'a. A man is obligated to make a bracha on bad occurrences, and that bracha, like we said, is Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Kashem Shu Mevorich Al HaTova. Just like, meaning in the same way as he makes a bracha for the good occurrences. Meaning, just like he's full of happiness and acceptance when praising Hashem for something good which occurred to him, so too when he is making the bracha, accepting the bad thing which occurred to him, he needs to do it with the same sincerity and the same total acceptance of what Hashem wants, because even though it seems bad, it will ultimately be for the good, as well as the fact that even if it is difficult for him now, all the difficulties in one's life can atone for his sins, and therefore really anything which occurs to him is good. So he should praise Hashem for everything which occurs to him with the same heartfelt emotion. Now the Mishnah is going to prove this from a Pasuk, but before getting to the proof, the Mishnah is going to elaborate on the other part of the Pasuk. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and you shall love Hashem your God, b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, b'chol nafshcha, and with all your soul, b'chol meidecha, and with all your resources. So the Mishnah elaborates, b'chol levavcha, what does the Torah mean when it says with all your heart? So if you think about it, the word for heart in Hebrew is lev. Heart. The Pasuk could have said, b'chol libcha, with all your heart. It adds in another base. Levovcha. Why? The answer is, it teaches us that you should love and serve Hashem b'shnei tzarecha, with both your inclinations. Sort of both your metaphorical hearts. We're imagining both the inclinations as two parts of the heart, or two different hearts. B'yetzerah tov, b'yetzerah, with the good inclination and the evil inclination. You should serve Hashem with both. Now, what does it mean to serve Hashem with your evil inclination? Surely that's going away from Hashem. So there's various interpretations of this given. It could mean that it means you should serve Hashem by going against the evil inclination. Meaning, serve Hashem with your good inclination, meaning do mitzvahs, and serving Hashem with your evil inclination is not doing averus. Another interpretation is that you should serve Hashem even with your physical desires and instincts, even when it comes to things like eating, which you're doing for your physical pleasure. You should make that into a service of Hashem and do it for the sake of serving Hashem. In fact, it's quite unbelievable how you can have one person who eats a normal meal, and you can have somebody else eating the same thing right next to him, but this person is intending that this food should give me energy to serve Hashem. And this guy is getting tons of mitzvahs and the relationship with Hashem just from that slight change in focus. So that is the meaning of b'chol levavcha. Next, b'chol nafshecha. What does the pasuk mean when it says you should serve Hashem with all your soul? Afilu hunatos nafshecha, even if he takes your life. Meaning you've got to be prepared to take your love of Hashem so far that you're even willing to give your life up for it. And indeed, there are certain mitzvahs and averus which one would need to give their life up to perform or to avoid. And thirdly, b'chol ma'idecha, when the pasuk says you should serve Hashem with all your resources. So that's the first explanation. B'chol ma'moincha. With all your money, with all your resources, that's what ma'idecha means. But dover acher, another explanation of the word v'chol ma'idecha, and this is the proof for the idea of thanking Hashem even for the bad, that is b'chol ma'idecha. What does it mean, b'chol ma'idecha? B'chol mido umido shehu meide didoch, for every measure which Hashem measures for you, having made lo b'moid ma'id, you should thank Him very much. Meaning, whatever Hashem delivers your way, whatever situation, however difficult, however easy, however good or however seemingly bad, you should always thank Hashem very much, just like we explained in the beginning of the Mishnah. Now, after telling us all about the love which we must have for Hashem, the Mishnah goes on to describe certain halachas involved in fearing Hashem. And there's a very important point which the Mishnah is trying to put across. And that is that constantly, when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, the more our love for Hashem increases and the deeper our relationship goes, the more fear of Hashem we're supposed to develop in order to protect that relationship. And the specific aspect which the Mishnah is going to talk about to do with Yiras Hashem, fearing Hashem, is fearing the Beis HaMikdosh. The Pasuk says, "V'mikdosh shitira'u," you shall fear my Beis HaMikdosh, or the location where the Beis HaMikdosh stood. And of course, the point of this is ultimately to fear Hashem. We do this via treating the place where His presence is manifest properly in the world with utmost awe and respect. And therefore the Mishnah tells us, Lo yokel odom es reishoy keneged shar hamizrach. One should not act light-headedly meaning one should not act in a non-serious manner as long as he is opposite the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash. Because if you are opposite the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, that means that you're in effect opposite the Kodesh HaKodashim. Because the way that the Beis HaMikdash was built is that directly in a straight line from the outer eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, straight ahead of that, further on in the Beis HaMikdash, is the Kodesh HaKodashim, the innermost part of the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest place on this earth. And therefore you need to act in a very serious manner if you can see the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, Shehu Mechuvan Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKodashim, because it is directly opposite the place of the Kodesh HaKodashim, the most holy part of the Beis HaMikdash. Now this halacha only applies as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood, but the following things apply even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Leikonis laharabayis, one cannot enter the harabayis, which is the mountain upon which the Beis HaMikdash stood, so that includes the area around the Beis HaMikdash too, but maklei with his stick, because it's disrespectful, with him in olay, or with his shoes, because the land there is extra holy, and therefore one should take their shoes off. Uv pundosei, and with his money belt, again, because that's a sign of disrespect. Uv ovok sha'al raglo, and with the dust on his feet, he should make sure he's got clean legs and a clean body before he enters the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo yasin kapandaria, he also should not make the Beis HaMikdash into a shortcut. Only go into the Beis HaMikdash if you need to go there. Don't use it as a route to get elsewhere. And all the more so, one cannot spit whilst he is on the harabais, because that's extremely disrespectful, and the Gemara explains that we're learning it from the shoe. If you can't go on the harabais with your shoe, even though that's not disrespectful, it's just because it's holier land, so all the more so spitting, which is disrespectful, that is forbidden to do on harabais. Since we just discussed a couple of laws about the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah is going to discuss a couple more, which also have to do with the laws of brachas. There are some brachas which we say, which we end off by saying Baruch Ato Hashem, Blessed are you Hashem, and then we end off with a couple of words. For example, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogin Avraham. In the Beis HaMikdash, instead of saying Baruch Ato Hashem, they would add on a couple of words, in order to praise Hashem even more in the holiest site. Kol Chosei Brachos Hoi BaMikdash, all the endings of the brachas, which were in the Beis HaMikdash, HaYo'omim, they would say Min HaOlam. The truth is they would add in another couple of words. They would say Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam. The God of Israel from the world, meaning he runs the world, and then you'd end off Mogen Avraham. There's also another difference that whereas outside of the Beis HaMikdash we answer Amen to the Brachas, inside the Beis HaMikdash they would answer Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Voed, praising the glory of Hashem even more. But the Mishnah tells us that Mishal Kilklu Haminin, from when the Minin, who were the heretics, who denied parts of Torah, when they sort of messed up and destroyed the laws of Judaism, they fiddled a lot with them. Of Omran, they said, Ein Olam Elo Echad. There's only one world. They denied the existence of Olam Haba, and also of Tchias HaMesim, the fact that we'll come back to life when Mashiach comes. Now, unfortunately, the beliefs of the heretics who were saying these things were spreading. And therefore, in order to stop this, the Chacham instituted Hiskinu, they instituted Sheyuhu Omrim, that they should say in the Beis HaMikdash, instead of Min HaOlam, from the world, implying that there's only one world, they should actually say Min HaOlam V'ad HaOlam, from this world until the next world, to emphasize the fact that there is another world later on, and to strengthen their position against these heretics. Continues the Mishnah with another thing which the Rabbanon instituted, that somebody should ask somebody else's welfare, meaning they should greet somebody using Hashem's name. And it's not considered a disrespect towards Hashem, because Hashem wants us to get along with each other, and therefore we're invoking his name when we greet our fellow Jews. Now, even though this was Mejabonon, often when the Chachomim institute something, they try to find a source in the Torah as a sort of hint for their enactment. That's known as an asmachta. And therefore the Mishnah is now going to bring a couple of Pesukim as an asmachta, as a hint to this decree. Shenemar, as the Pesuk says, V'hinei Boaz bom beis lechem. Boaz was coming from Beis Lechem, Vayomer Lakotzrim, and he said to the harvesters, Hashem Imachem, Hashem is with you, and Vayomru Lo, they replied to him, Yivarechecha Hashem, Hashem should bless you. So you see that they're both greeting each other using Hashem's name. Now the truth is, you could say, that's very nice that Boaz did that, but that's no proof that it's necessarily the correct thing to do halachically. And therefore the Mishnah brings another pasuk to show that it was correct. Vayomer, and the pasuk also says, elsewhere, when the Malach, when an angel came and spoke to Gidon, this is in Sefer Shoftim, so the Malach says to Gidon, Hashem imcha gibor ha'chayil. Hashem is with you, mighty warrior. So you see that the Malach, who certainly wasn't making a mistake here, and he was correct, he used Hashem's name when approaching Gidon, and therefore it must be correct. And now the Mishnah brings another pasuk to show that even the proof from Boaz is legitimate. The Omer, the pasuk also says elsewhere, Al tovuz ki zoknoi mecha. Don't mock, don't shame, just because your mother has got old. Meaning, don't ignore what older people say. You should rely on the elders of the Jewish people, such as Boaz. So therefore, in this regard as well, you should follow Boaz in using Hashem's name to greet one's friends. And now the Mishnah explains, why exactly did Boaz do this? And the answer is, V'omer, the Pasuk says, Eis lasis l'Hashem heferu terasecha. It is a time to do things for Hashem. They have nullified and violated your Torah. Now, what exactly does this mean? So Rabbi Nosson explains by switching around the order of the Pasuk, so that it's more understandable. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Heferu Torasecha, they have nullified and violated your Torah, Eis lasis Hashem, it's a time to do for Hashem. Meaning that there are certain times that you should violate the Torah, or seemingly go against the Torah, because in that situation, it's actually doing for Hashem. It's actually the right thing to do. And therefore, in this situation, even though it seems to be disrespecting Hashem, the truth is, this is actually the thing which Hashem wants. And what a beautiful way this is to end the Maseches Brachos, realizing that at every different scenario in life, we need to think properly, what is it that Hashem wants from me now? What should I be doing now for Hashem? Solik Maseches Brachos, Mazel Tov on completing Maseches Brachos.